Away, way, way back. Gone deep into the picnic plaza. And that might have even got out of the ballpark. Jim Thome has just left Jacobs Field onto Eagle Avenue. That will take two tape measures.
Literally a blast from the past, Craig, there. Here as we celebrate University Hospital's Elyria Medical Center Wahoo Week on WEOL. The young man who called that shots on the phone with us this morning, Tom Hamilton, joins us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Thanks for joining us today. Tim Alcorn out in Goodyear, Arizona. I feel like an operator. Your call is now complete. You may now continue talking.
Yeah, you need to put Tom up so I can hear him out here in Goodyear, Arizona. I assume he greeted you warmly,
okay,
Bruce.
All right, now technical talk all the way. Go ahead. We're ready to go.
I think I can hear Hammy now. I heard that chuckle.
Yes. How are you doing, Timothy?
It's good to talk to you, Hammy. Now, you know, this is one of the more bizarre Wahoo Week interviews that I have ever done, because as I sit here at 5:45 in the morning out in Goodyear, I know you're still snug underneath your blanket, nice and warm, back in Lorain County. But it wouldn't be Wahoo Week without an interview with Tom Hamilton. So even though you're not sitting here right next to me and you're still nice and snug, I'm assuming, it's good to talk to you again.
Well, same here, Tim. It's strange not being out there, miss being out there, but the Indians have been kind enough to allow me to stay here until Avon Lake is eliminated in the basketball tournament, so I'm hoping that I get to freeze for a couple of more weeks.
Well, we'll talk about that in a moment, Hammy. We're going to have that game against Elyria tonight right here on AM 930 WEOL, and I'm sure we'll have some fun kind of going into that game. But let's first talk about Indians baseball. And here in camp, as I'm sure you have heard from numerous other people, the excitement, the energy coming off last year is off the charts. Obviously, they put last year behind them, but they use it as a building block for 2014.
Yeah, I think it was even evident at Tribe Fest, Tim, how excited guys were to get going again and how much they enjoyed last year. And I know Michael Brantley and also Jason Kipnis said when we had them at Tribe Fest that it took them 3 to 4 weeks before they got over losing that playoff game to the Tampa Bay Rays. And I took that as a great sign, that it meant that much to them. They were that devastated, and that's what motivates guys during those off-season workouts, and I think it's also why you'll see this ball club not have a hangover effect. You know, we've seen it before in sports, Tim, where maybe a ball club has a surprising year and then takes a step back because guys forgot how hard it was to get to where they were the previous year, and I don't think that'll be a problem, not as long as Terry Francona is the manager of this team. And also, I think the makeup of the ball club, they just won't allow themselves to feel like they've got it made. They know how hard they had to grind it out to get to where they were a year ago, and I suspect they'll be able to pick it up where they left off.
And, Hammy, I've talked about this with a couple of guys out here already, the fact that that glimpse, that just taste of what postseason baseball is all about, that can be a real driving force, a real motivating factor. Agree?
I agree, Tim. Yeah, and I think, too, a lot of our young players obviously went through it for the first time. And, you know, I hear people say, well, they were only in the playoffs for one game. Well, really, the month of September was like a month of playoff baseball because they went 21-6. They won 10 in a row to end the season, where every game was literally a must-win situation. So I thought that they were really battle-tested by that month of September. It wasn't like they had the playoffs made and then, you know, got eliminated by Tampa in that one game. They had a month worth of playoff-like intensity, and then nothing was quite like that game against Tampa Bay. That's the first time a lot of these guys saw how electric that ballpark can be in Cleveland and what the city can be like when you get to October baseball.
Again, we're talking with Tom Hamilton. You'll hear him all summer long on AM 930 WEOL. And a bit of a strange twist, he's back in Lorain County while I'm here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And, Tom, when you get out here, depending upon how long Avon Lake goes in postseason basketball, is there a player or two or a battle here in camp that you'll be keeping an eye on?
Ooh, that's a good question, Tim. I'm a big Jeff Francoeur fan just because, even though he's never played for the Indians before, I've had a chance to talk with him numerous times, either when he was with the Atlanta Braves or recently with the Kansas City Royals. And he's just another one of those really great guys in the game. He's one of those guys that always makes you feel like you've known him forever. And, gosh, you know, Jeff Francoeur has just a boatload of athletic ability, and just recently here in the last few years, he's just had a tough time, you know, really putting it together. But a couple of years ago, he had a big, big year with Kansas City, and then the last 2 years were disappointments. So I'm curious to see how he fits in. You know, it's going to be awfully tough for anybody to make this ball club when you talk about position players because, you know, basically everybody is back from a year ago. And I think the other thing, though, obviously, Tim, is the experiment of Carlos Santana at third base. That's going to dictate, really, the makeup of the ball club. You know, if Santana's your third baseman, you're going to have to now bring another catcher along. So, you know, I think that's a real intriguing battle. And I'm also anxious to see some of the young arms. You know, can John Axford be the closer that he once was? And does he pick up where he left off in postseason play with the St. Louis Cardinals? Because let's face it, you've got to have that guy in the ninth inning. That just sets everything up and gives the Indians a chance to have a deep bullpen if Axford is indeed back to the kind of year that he has had in the past with Milwaukee, where he was one of the league's dominant closers.
All right, Hammy. We've talked Indians baseball. Now we got a couple of minutes left here. Now let's delve into this battle tonight. Avon Lake goes to Elyria. They head into hostile territory, into the Pioneer Gym. But how about the Shoremen riding this six-game winning streak? And as you often know, sometimes it's not the best team or the team with the best record. It's the hottest team going into tournament time. What's going on with your beloved Shoremen from Avon Lake, Hammy?
Well, they're healthy. I think that's the biggest thing, Tim. You know, they were banged up, and, you know, it really hurt them early in the year, and you know, that they're a ball club that, you know, they don't have an overabundance of talent, but when they have everybody healthy, they really play hard defensively. They're limited offensively, so they've got to really have everybody clicking and playing as a unit, and they've done that, and they've won six in a row, and pretty amazing when you think they were 3-13, and it's a senior-dominated club, and those seniors just refuse to let the season go the way it was going. And, you know, they also beat good teams along the way, Tim. They beat Lakewood, which won their conference this year, and they were 15-2 at the time. And then, you know, a little over a week ago, they shocked Olmsted Falls in Olmsted Falls, and that, at the end of the day, cost them the Southwestern Conference title. And I think Old Falls ended the year 16-6, something like that. So they've beaten good teams along the way. And Leary obviously is a little depleted right now, but they still have an awfully good coach. I saw him last week when Avon Lake beat Avon. He was scouting the game. So, you know, it'll be a handful playing them. And, you know, I think one of the real keys for Avon Lake is they won't have to deal with you rooting for Elyria tonight during the broadcast of the game. And, you know, it's tough enough beating five Elyria guys at one time, much less having to beat five on the floor and the guy broadcasting the game.
Now, Hammy, I have to tell you, I'm sure you were very well aware of this, that your broadcast partner, Rosie, celebrated his 50th birthday yesterday. So we all got together last night and celebrated Rosie's 50th. Now, I had my ear pinned to a phone listening to our double overtime thriller last night between Elyria Catholic and Lutheran West. So I'll be listening in tonight. I don't know if Rob Polinsky's going to call this one right down the middle. You know, I've tried to coach him up a little bit, Hammy.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. You know, it'll be different not seeing the radio play-by-play guy sitting in his Elyria Letterman's jacket doing a ball game and then claiming that he's neutral. So this will be a different experience for all of us from Avon Lake. And by the way, I got a call at 2 o'clock this morning, and I said, no, I would not bail Rosie out. So, I'll be listening to the game this afternoon because I got a pretty good feeling you'll be able to do it because Rosie still probably is incarcerated.
Oh, man. That's why we had to have you on Wahoo Week. Great stuff. Hammy, we'll let you get back under the covers now and, go back to sleep.
Oh, man.
But that should be a great game tonight. I really think it will be. We'll have it on WEOL. I'll be listening on our mobile app. And in all seriousness, congratulations to Brad and the rest of the Avon Lake kids and Eric Smith and that staff. They have closed it out strong. So, as you said, let's hope you're not out here for a while yet.
Well, thanks, Tim. I appreciate it. We really appreciate you guys doing the games. I'm just so disappointed to see that it's not a tournament atmosphere anymore, that they're playing these games on home courts and whatnot. I think I know you got to stay on the good side of OSHA and all of that, but this is unbelievable. What was fun before was to go to a site and be able to watch two games a night for three straight days and have that tournament atmosphere that we've had in the past. I hope this is a one-year experiment, but it'll be fun. I appreciate it, Tim. Thanks.
I am in complete agreement with you, Hammy. I don't need to stay on the good side of OSHA. I am in agreement with you. Tom Hamilton joining us this morning via the comfy confines of his home in Avon Lake as we continue on with our Wahoo Week coverage. And again, Wahoo Week presented by University Hospitals, Elyria Medical Center, and all of our interviews, whether they're sitting right next to me or whether they're under the covers back in Lorain County, brought to you by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning in Lorain.